Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we are live from the SHOT Show, day two of our Montana Talks coverage from down here. It's been absolutely incredible. All the great Montanans, the great Americans that we've been running into here at the SHOT Show. Aaron Flint, plus we've got John Jackson, the Joker from X, down here for 3 days of coverage as well. Fussy Bussy. We haven't talked about Fussy Bussy, well, since he lost the election by 21 points. But, you know, the Democratic candidate for governor. I mean, think about this. Like, the Democrats and what they did with John Tester in opening our southern border to this invasion. So they had him on the ballot. They had Fussy Bussy on the ballot, whose kids are part of the Climate Kids lawsuit. He's a gun control activist. What were the Montana Democrats thinking? But boy, that guy really thought he was hot stuff. He was talking trash on Twitter all the time. Man, they kind of had some fun with old Fussy Bussy here at the SHOT Show yesterday, didn't they, John?
That was amazing. Here you and I are sitting back there, you know, on that little platform there watching it. And Sean Davis, you know, our favorite guy from the Federalist, is moderating that governor's panel. And he comes up and he's going to ask a question to Governor Gianforte. And he immediately brings up Bussy. And I forget the quote he calls him. I mean,
well, I tweeted it out. Let me see.
A deranged anti-gun fruitcake.
That's right. Deranged anti-gun fruitcake. So, yeah, Sean Davis, who, you know, if you saw him, you'd think he was like some college professor, you know, glasses, nice little sweater under his sport coat, probably. I can't remember. But, yeah, he's with the Federalist. He was hilarious, too. John and I were BSing with him afterwards. And he says, oh, so now we turn to Governor Greg Gianforte. Governor, you ran again. You were just reelected by 20 points. And the governor goes, 21 points. 21 points. Thank you, Governor. He's like, and you were running against a deranged anti-gun fruitcake. And all the whole place just laughs. And anyway, I forget exactly what Governor Gianforte said in response. But I've got the full audio. One of the things I was just doing on my cell phone here was uploading some more audio from yesterday, because I've got the full audio of the governor's forum and the attorney's general forum, and I took some little notes. But yeah, we'll play the Fussy Bussy audio just for fun.
What amazed me last year, and then you heard it again this year, was, you know, all I knew of this guy Bussy was that he was just some Montana far left loon. But then you don't realize how many people across the country, you know, and how many people here at SHOT Show. You got people like, you know, Sean Davis and all these people here at SHOT Show who are national figures who not only know him, but despise him. I mean, I had no idea he was so widely hated.
Yeah, because here's a guy who profited off of this industry. You know, they hire him and you know, he got a job with one of the gun companies because, you know, unfortunately, a lot of good companies will even hire some liberals because they're thinking, oh, well, maybe they'll help us. No, they're going to figure out a way to knife you in the back. And that's exactly what Fussy Bussy did. He went and tried to knife the entire gun business in the back. And so, yeah, that's why they just loved to see it. The not 20, 21-point victory in Montana against old Fussy. Hey, we got a great guest joining us right after this. Stand by.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see sunshine and some increasing clouds across the area later today. High stay around 30 in Bozeman to the mid-30s in Billings. For tonight, cloudy skies with some light snow showers developing overnight as temperatures fall off to about 17 in Bozeman, 23 in Billings. That was some areas of light snow into Friday. Accumulations up to an inch or two expected around the region. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Donald Trump's America.
President Trump says if there isn't a deal to end the war in Ukraine, he'll impose high levels of tariffs and sanctions on Russia. Writing on social media, we can do it the easy way or the hard way. It's time to make a deal. No more lives should be lost. The president claims Russia would not have invaded Ukraine had he been in office in 2022 and says he's always had a good relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but writes it's time to settle the ridiculous war.
President Zelensky would like to have peace. He's told me that very strongly. He'd like to have peace, but it takes two to tango. We'll see what happens.
President Trump telling reporters this week he'd meet with Putin anytime, anywhere. It's unclear how these new tariffs or sanctions would be implemented. The Biden administration imposed wide-ranging sanctions on Russian banking and energy sectors, in addition to providing billions of dollars in U.S. aid and military equipment to Ukraine. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, we got a great guest joining us back. He's back in Montana right now where John Jackson and I are down here at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. But, man, I tell you what, Las Vegas, this is like you could almost call Las Vegas like the home of MMA, the home of mixed martial arts fighting. I mean, the UFC Performance Institute is right down the road from us. I got to visit that facility earlier this spring. I got to go to UFC 300. Hey, before I hit the road for this big week, you know, week-long trip, D.C. for President Trump's inauguration, and then here at the SHOT Show, I got to see our good friend Corey, what you talking about, Willis, in the first ever sanctioned MMA bare-knuckle fight in Montana ever. And, of course, he was the big winner in that fight. Corey, great to have you on the show.
Aaron, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, good to hear from him. So, man, hey, you're so well-known across Montana. You know, the Fusion Fight Leagues, I just got to see you fight at the Fusion Fights on Saturday night. And, man, that was a bloody fight. Well, for the other guy, not so much for you.
Right, it was, and you know, unfortunately, had to go that way. But yeah, you know, it just shows what you know discipline can do. And with that fight being the first sanctioned MMA bare knuckle MMA fight, it was kind of a big deal. And you know, all thanks to the Grindhouse for helping me out and getting me to land that first punch and then ending it quickly. You know, and being able to get back to work on Monday.
And your kids and everybody else, yeah. Yeah. Now, what did you weigh in at, by the way? Because you're a big guy. I mean, you're definitely one of the heavyweights in that octagon.
Right. I fought in heavyweight. Right now I'm weighing about 236. After training last night, I was down to 225, 226. So my range is from 205 to 265. That's a heavyweight range.
Wow.
Yeah, and heavyweights, they have some power. We bring a punch. And so when Fusion Fight League asked me to make it a bare knuckle, that always throws a little fear factor in there.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. That's the thing with those. I mean, and by the way, when you talk about being 226 or 236 or all the way up to two whatever, that's practically pure muscle when you're seeing Corey Willis in there too. I got John Jackson, the Joker, with me here. Hopefully, you can hear him when he starts yapping. But you know, John, you do some training at the Grindhouse gym in Billings, and man, I tell you, Will Grundhauser, that guy's a beast in the octagon too, and he's just the coach. I mean, you don't even want to fight the coach, let alone Corey Willis.
Oh my God! And that, I spent my whole time there at Grindhouse rolling around with Will, and I mean, Will will pack you up like a pretzel and put you in a suitcase in about 30 seconds. And anytime Corey ever wanted to roll, if Corey was around, hey John, you want to roll? I mean, man, you got the thing. I got a thing. I got a thing. I got to get to Corey next time, bro. Next time.
Yeah. So yeah, how do you just describe the Grindhouse for, you know, mixed martial arts gym for those who may not be familiar with that, or just MMA fighting in general, Corey?
Yeah, so the way John described Will, I mean, definitely he can. Will actually just won a world title down in Vegas. And this is what I get, you know, as a coach. He went down to win a world title, and he told, I'm like, how you feel? And he's like, you know, I'm going to leave it all out there. I'm like, you're going to leave it all? And he's like, I'll die out there. I'm going to win this world title. And so that's my coach. So he's dedicated to the sport. But it's a friendly environment. I mean, it's a family environment. He has kids class that, I mean, probably, you know, close to anywhere from 50 to 80 kids that do his class, to beginner classes. And then for me, I've been, you know, fighting on and off for 20 years. And well, you know, Aaron, I took that fight up in Canada, April of 2024, and I didn't have a chance to put all the training in. And that kind of ignited a fire. And I knew, I was like, all right, well, I'm ready to invest. And Will, with his jiu-jitsu, and then Drew McManus, the coach over there, with our kickboxing skills. I mean, we've upped my game in the last, you know, 7 months, and we're ready to take on any challenge.
John, Corey's kind of like you at the poker table here in Vegas. Oh, okay, just one more.
Just one more.
Corey, you keep saying, this is my last fight,
I haven't said that. I haven't said that in a while.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Hey, you say it as long as you want, but I'm glad you just keep stepping back into the octagon.
Yeah, you know, and I have to give a big shout out to Fusion Fight League and their crew over there, Taro. They always put on a good show. And when he asked me to make this a bare knuckle fight, so I'm ready to put the gloves on. I'm ready to, you know, to see where this thing will take me. Will has got me to that spot, you know, and bring on the challenge. And so when Terrell asked me to do a bare knuckle, I was like, oh man, I got kids. I don't know if I want to, but I trusted what I've learned and what I was taught. And I envisioned that first shot, you know, and I worked with my nephew, with the coaches. And when I landed it, you know, then my wrestling took over. So I didn't, you know, I came out of that with a shorthand, and that was about it.
There's a lot of wrestlers that do well in that octagon. Yeah. John, we got about a minute before we hit the break here.
Hey, Corey, quick question. How do you change up your strategy in that bare knuckle to avoid breaking your hand? I mean, you got to be employing some different strategies, right?
Yeah. So with the bare knuckle, we're looking for more chippy, you know, and using our knuckles to open skin. And like I did, I hit the guy with my full fist. I wasn't planning on hitting him that hard. And it cut him from eyebrow all the way to his nose.
Ooh,
with the first shot. And if you slow that shot down, you can see he was out for a second. I think my wrestling woke him up when I hit him into the cage. But yeah, we focus on little chippy shots, and we have a great team. I mean, we're building and we're growing every step of the way.
Hold that thought, Corey. What you talking about, Willis? Because we got to talk about going to a quick break here. But if you can't stand by, we'll come back to you right after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Is it deja vu all over again? Remember the talk about cold fusion or room temperature superconductors? We always seem to be hearing about some revolution in technology that never actually gets here. But we're doing it again in our upcoming Economic Outlook seminars for one simple reason. It's already arrived. Many of you use it today, artificial intelligence or AI. Perhaps I even used it to write this. I'll never tell. And the trillions being poured into AI make it a force to be reckoned with in the coming years. The question is, what does it mean for the economy, especially here in Montana? The idea that we're an island that can safely ignore or dodge this question is fanciful. Montana companies who don't use AI for marketing, strategy, operations, hiring, or any of the dozens of processes it's radically changing will be at a disadvantage to those who do. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
It's January 23rd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Pi Day, and no, it's not the one to find the circumference of a circle. Whether you like apple, pecan, or coconut cream, there are no wrong answers when it comes to the kind of pie you enjoy. Before you grab your favorite slice of pie, here's a little piece of trivia. The first pies appeared around 9500 B.C., Also on this date, in 1973, President Richard Nixon announced the end of U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War as the Paris Peace Accords were signed. The president said the agreement would end the war and bring peace with honor. And Elvis Presley led the first class of inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. He was joined by other legendary figures like Chuck Berry and James Brown. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the first man to sign the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, born in 1737. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house, in the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Russian wheat production took a hit in 2024. Russia's grain output fell 14% from the 2023 record, with wheat production down 16% to 82 million metric tons. Other crops in Russia, like maize, barley, and sugar beets, also declined around 20%, with potato yields dropping 10%. Extreme heat in July, with temperatures exceeding 95 degrees for weeks in key growing regions, compounded the drought's impact. Russia's spring freezes in May also saw lows at 24 degrees, stunted wheat growth, leaving crops vulnerable to summer's harsh conditions. Because of this, Russia's wheat exports for 2025 are now projected to drop over 60%, with quotas set at less than 11 million metric tons. That's down from 29 million metric tons last year, which is good news for U.S. wheat producers. Concerns are now focusing on the 2025 Russian wheat crop, which faces risks from limited snow cover and potential cold snaps, jeopardizing estimates of an 80 million metric ton harvest, similar to the 2024 levels. Again, bearish news for U.S. wheat producers. And while it seems bullish, the U.S. wheat outlook price for 2025 is just $5.26 a bushel. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John Jackson, the Joker from X. I was looking at more of these transcripts from the Governor's Forum and the Attorney's General Forum at the SHOT Show yesterday. Now, yeah, we might have to. We'll talk about the Governor's Forum here in this 7 o'clock hour in a little bit, and then maybe in the 8 o'clock hour, if not sooner, we'll get to the Attorney's General Forum because they were talking about the ATF. They were talking about this case, this anti-gun lawsuit filed by Mexico, of all places, and the latest on that front. Plus, Attorney General Austin Knutson talked about our radical left-wing Supreme Court. So that was fun. That was my favorite part of the SHOT Show Attorneys General Forum yesterday. But we got Corey, what you talking about, Willis, on the phone lines with us. He's back home in Montana while we're down here at the SHOT Show. And, man, he got a few shots in, but he didn't need to do – he didn't need to get a lot of shots in because, you know, a couple of big boys in the octagon like that. I mean, we saw that when the bare-knuckle fights were in Billings back in I think that was December maybe or November. Yeah, it was in November. It was like the week after the election. It was like you get those big guys in there like Corey Willis and then Bryant Atchison. That guy's a beast. He's been winning some bare-knuckle fight championships. And, you get those big guys in there, and once they start landing some hits, the fight's over pretty quick. So we saw that with Corey Willis on last Saturday at the Fusion Fights as well.
What's the difference between getting, you know, like say you're in a car accident, you get hit by a Yugo, right, or get hit by a bulldozer, right? It's just physics.
Yeah. Well, Corey, man, I tell you what, I had so much fun. You know, kickboxing is like my favorite exercise workout to do now after I got to work out with you. And of course, your nephew, Hayden Willis. Man, Hayden the Haymaker Willis, your nephew Hayden, he just won a belt as well.
He did. He won a boxing belt down in Sheridan for the Blood of Heroes. And, you know, it's an amateur belt. And you threw another name out there, Brian. And that's the guy that I learned from for these bare knuckle fights, you know. And it's all about, you know, the setup and then landing that cross. But, yeah, he's put a couple good wins together. And I think he's the number one contender. And that just shows you what we had at the Grindhouse, all the way from amateurs, you know, very beginning. And just like Tuesday night, we were practicing with paper, you know, jabbing paper, because there's a lot of newbies in the gym. So we're very disciplined, and really it's about lifestyle, you know. You got to live that lifestyle to perform at your greatest. So I'm at the point now where let's go to the next level. And yeah, so my nephew, he won an amateur belt down in Sheridan. Brian, he's on his way to win a world championship. I mean, if you can keep it going. And then I don't know where I'm at. I'm just along for the ride.
Oh,
see what's next for me.
Man, well, I'll tell you what, it was so fun seeing you there. And Terrell Bracken was kind enough, too, man. It was me, you know, because I was going to go. We were considering maybe going to Washington, D.C. early. You know, I'm seeing all these people posting their pictures from the parties in Washington. But I'm like, man, I'm going to be gone all week. I need to be with my family. I need to be with my kids. And so, but it was so cool. I had my daughter there, and she brought one of her friends, and we were inside the barricades, literally right behind the announcers and the judges. So we were right next to the octagon. And so they just thought that was the coolest thing ever. And so it was so fun to be there with family. But and then to see you, because you feel like family as well. What else do you want to give a shout out to here, Corey Willis? I know you've got some great photos and videos on your Facebook page, too. So if people missed it, they can go see some of the highlight reel.
Yeah, you know, just all the support that I've had. I mean, the community has been awesome for me, especially this last fight. You know, you used to work out with me at Nine Round. You know, we had to close those gyms down just because the model wasn't going. But the community has, you know, been behind me with everything that I do. So just a big shout out to Billings and, you know, Fusion for putting on a great show. Dude, he puts on probably the best shows that I've ever been a part of. Fusion Fighters.
He does an incredible job. And he said he's going to go even bigger this year, too. So folks, you're going to want to get on his radar.
We're already there.
That's right.
We're 18th.
Yeah, well, Corey, it was great catching up with you. I wish you could be down here at the SHOT Show with us, too. I mean, not that we need security. I already got John here for security. So and about, 30,000 other Patriots who could – take over any country they wanted to if they really could, you know. So
no, Aaron, you know, that's on my bucket list, to go down there and also hit a UFC fight with you.
We got to try to figure out a way to make, because that was incredible, man. We drove past Caesar's Palace yesterday heading to that Daniels defense thing, and it was so cool. We were hanging out with Willie Blazer and a whole bunch of great folks, the Mountain Tough guys. But and of course, you got Knockout Fitness there right next to the Grindhouse as well. People want to come down and say hi to you. Corey, thanks for joining us. Great to catch up with you, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right. John, you know, you and I were talking, you know, Terrell Bracken was telling me that, well, you know, bare knuckle, it sounds real crazy and all that, but you feel those punches a lot faster without the gloves on. So in a way, that kind of helps as a protection for the fighter as well.
Yeah, and you're going to also, that puncher is going to be moderating his punches a little bit too, and changing them up like Corey was talking about.
So
you
don't
break your
hand. All right, John, I am trying to queue up. I lost my little crib sheet with my notes from that governor's forum yesterday, but I know it's right around the 11-minute mark where the the money shot is. So Sean Davis with the Federalist. Yeah, you and I had fun. We tried to get him on the show. He's like, guys, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm going to this. I'm going to that. And it's like, yeah, it's, but it was just fun just BSing with him after that governor's panel that Sean Davis moderated yesterday. Yeah, anything else you want to hit in the news before I play this clip from the governor's forum?
Real quick, everybody knows that one of President Trump's executive orders right out of the gate was to shut down all these DEI offices across the board in federal agencies. What already looks like the empire is striking back, in as they typically do in bureaucratic form, is that what they're doing is already at the ATF, and believe it or not, at the Border Patrol, they've just taken their diversity officers and keep them in place and just rename the position. So what does that tell you? They're probably going to continue on with the policy and just not call it that. You remember they were doing that with those...
State's going to do what the deep state's going to do, which is why these people need to be fired.
Exactly. You remember the racist... teaching curriculum they were going to do in schools, and they got called out on it, and then they just started renaming it but still teaching it. That's what these guys will do if you don't have people in there immediately. Donald Trump's nominees get in there and cut that.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking about, you know, feeling the punch and feeling the hit as we were talking about the bare knuckle MMA fight. Well, how many of you are feeling the punch? You're feeling the hit. You're feeling that cold air come through your windows right now. Well, let me tell you what, you are losing a lot of money when it comes to energy efficiency and your energy bills. Let me tell you about YHIC, your home improvement company. They're going to be a game changer for your home. They've got an unbeatable deal right now. Buy two windows, get two free. Yes, free. That's a deal you don't want to miss. Plus, for your bathroom, John, you've got one of these fancy suites at the Venetian. Those bathrooms are incredible, aren't they? Okay, well, wouldn't you love to have like a fancy Venetian-style bathroom in your house? You can transform your space up to 30% off on a bathroom remodel. Imagine turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat, kind of like what the Joker's got down here at the Venetian. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation, whether it's windows, bathrooms, or both. This is a limited-time offer you don't want to miss. Let me repeat that. Buy two windows, get two free, or get up to 30% off a bathroom remodel. 406-948-2836, or if you can't remember the phone number, go to YHIC.com. Find out how. Trust me, don't wait. Call them today. Love the difference. Okay, I see we've got a bit of a frago for you here today. Every Thursday, we do a weekly legislative update with Montana Senate President Matt Regeer. We normally do that in the 9 o'clock hour, but we got a busy, packed SHOT Show lineup, so he'll join us right after.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
See, I don't want to get shot at the SHOT Show. I want John Jackson to get shot at the SHOT Show. Hey, I was mentioning we got the great Lars Larson in the house. Oh, let me turn your headset down.
Oh, thank you.
Cranked it up so I could hear it as a monitor.
I may be old, but I'm not completely deaf yet. So.
Yeah. So the great Lars Larson, nationally syndicated radio talk
show. But most importantly,
former Montana resident. Yeah. We want to talk to you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour so the rest of the state can hear you as well. But, you know, right now you're on in the Flathead, and, of course, the Flathead's got you on their weekend lineup now as well with KJJR. But so tell us this story here before we wrap up this hour real quick. So Scott Hoganson was telling us about this earlier. Hey, you guys need to get shot at the SHOT Show. This is like a simulation.
You have to do it because he told me Mike Rowe Micro dirty jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
He has one of his producers shot instead of him. He wouldn't do it himself. Now, I thought he would do any dirty. I admire the guy. Right, don't get me wrong.
Right, he's done every dirty job. Yeah.
But he tells one of his flunkies to do it. And I said, I'm not doing that. I'm doing it. And John, I wanted to do it on the air.
Right there,
yeah. Well, I have producers as well. But what it is imagine this. Because in the movies, you see the good guy gets shot. And he just kind of carries on. You know, James Bond takes a bullet, no problem. But in real life, if a police officer takes a bullet, let's say, not to the chest, that's probably going to put you on the ground, maybe for good. But you get shot in the arm, and say it's your dominant arm. I shoot with my right hand. I know people who can shoot ambidextrously. I can't. So you get shot in your right hand. Your hand becomes useless. You drop your gun. Now, if you want to keep fighting, not only save your own life, but all the other lives you're protecting as a cop, you've got to somehow get that gun in your left hand, then shoot left-handed and keep on fighting. So they said in the past what they do is they take an officer and they tape his hand up and maybe tape it down so that he had to pretend that he didn't have to use that hand. But it's not hurting. So, or they put a pair of handcuffs on and handcuff his right hand behind his back, say, okay, now how are you going to fight? This allows that they put a sleeve on it, and it's basically a jacked up TENS unit.
That's what I've heard.
And they can hit
like electric stimulation, basically.
And they can do it selectively. So if say you took a graze wound here, that will sometimes cause your hand to open up like this, and now you don't have control of your fingers, but you've got to keep fighting. And they can do it in the middle of a training scenario. So say, okay, the trainer can sit back and say, all right, bad guy's confronting him, he's fired a shot, I'm gonna injure his arm. And he injures it.
All right, thank you, Kate. Yeah, good thinking there with the quick audible. I did something on my laptop I shouldn't have. John, yeah, you saw it after. I did something I shouldn't. I was like, you know what? The internet seems good down here. I'm going to, you know, do this on my computer now, maybe do this. And then I was like, whoops. Yeah. So, but quick thinking by our great producer, Caden, and he just rolled the Lars Larson clip from yesterday. Lars Larson, nationally syndicated radio talk show host. He's getting set up over across the hall from us here at the SHOT Show right now. But, no, guys, if you missed that conversation yesterday, the full audio with Lars Larson is on our Montana Talks app right now. We had some great conversations with him at a couple of different times yesterday morning.
Yeah, we're talking with him about that simulation of getting shot, and also the training simulation of, say, having one of your arms down. And it brought me back to, if this FBI guy comes by here today, I want to talk to him about this, because what happened with them is they had a big shootout years ago down in Miami with some bank robbers, and one of their guys, in defending himself, was having to load and fire a shotgun with one hand.
Wow. Oh, man. I'll bet he was probably there. You know, he was telling me, I think it was the guy from Livingston, the FBI guy, who was telling me that Tony Montana is here. So they were trying to get him to the Montana, to the reception. I'm like, well, bring him by the show for us today. So
Tony Montana is here?
Hey. Yeah, sure. Exactly, yeah.
You know what gives orders in this world, Aaron? Pelotas.
Well, speaking of, we've got another guy who's kind of a big deal. With us on the phone lines, Montana Senate President Matt Regeer out of Kalispell. Hey, Mr. President, thanks for your patience. I think my system's a go here, so thanks for sticking with us here for a couple of minutes. How you doing? How's Helena?
Well, I think we're a little colder than you are down there in Vegas.
You could be.
It's another great winter day here in Montana.
Well, I tell you, there is a ton. You know, the governor is up here promoting the pro-business policies, the much better tax policies in Montana now, and it's thanks to legislators like you that he was able to sign those bills into law and be able to tout those achievements down here. A lot of flathead businesses here at the SHOT Show as well.
Yeah, that's exciting to see. I know. I think Shield Arms down there. We got Shield Arms up
yes.
in Flathead, my area. That Seth Bergley's doing a great job with that. That's the kind of businesses we need here in Montana.
That's right. Yeah. In fact, Attorney General Austin Knutson was telling me that Shield Arms has a new modular gun that just came out, a new modular pistol that they've got come out. I need to go see that one and put my hands on it. So, because, you know, now that I'm out of the Army, you know, apparently the Army's got a modular pistol that they're using too. So you can, you know, so basically, so you can take bits and pieces and reconfigure it the best way that, that would be best for you as an individual or as a unit if you want to have a certain configuration. So, but yeah, Shield Arms has a new modular gun that I need to go get my hands on here later today.
I've not heard of that one yet, but it's not surprising at all. Shield Arms is very innovative. So that is, that's great.
Yeah. Pro-business, though, we talk about some of the pro-business policies you're moving forward with in the state Senate.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, tax rates, that's always right at the top. And we're looking at, you know, governor's great on that of let's leave money in Montana's pockets. So we're gonna argue about how much to leave, which is a great argument to have. So tax rates is always right at the top. They're a pro-business. But there's other things. And this is creative, too. It's Senate Majority Leader Tom McGilvery out of Billings has a bill for a chancery court. And this is kind of copying Wyoming. Right now in our court system, the business climate, business always gets just dropped to the bottom. And if there's abuse and neglect with a child, that bumps right to the top no matter what. So you've got some of these business cases that have just been sitting in district court for years before the courts have time to get to it because they're always just last place. In this chancery court, then it would be more specific, just a business court. You're not going to hear the abuse and neglect cases in it. So it would really help out, I think, the business community to get issues resolved in an expedited manner. And I think policies like that is really going to change. We've seen it change the business climate in Wyoming, and we're not redoing the wheel here. We're just copying what works great in other states.
Well, and I've got John Jackson, the Joker, down here sidekicking with me as well. John, you got a federal law enforcement background, so you've seen what a backlog court can do to criminal cases. If we can move these business cases in, that would help business, but it also help out with those criminal cases as well.
Always. You always need more judges and more courts. And here, the big thing from Montana, you and I were talking about yesterday, that we've been talking about for 25 freaking years. When I first arrived in Montana in the year 2000, we were talking about it, and we still don't have a bigger state prison. We still don't have bigger jail facilities in the counties.
Yeah, and President Regeer, I'm the one who, look, I have no problem. In fact, I'm thankful that the state of Montana is sending these prisoners, send them somewhere, just put them behind bars. Now, but I also understand it'd be better if they were here in Montana and housed closer to home. But at the end of the day, the legislators got to expand the prison in order to do that.
Yeah, that's really, sending them out of state is just a temporary solution. And that's another thing, as a conservative Republican, law and order is right at the top of my campaign promises for a lot of us here. That is something we need to invest in as a state. Public safety, and when you have thousands of warrants that aren't, you can't fulfill them because there's no space to put them behind the bars. So when you got those kind of people running the streets, that's not public safety. So we do need to invest in our prison system here in Montana.
We've got about a minute before the next break, and again, appreciate your patience here when I messed up my laptop there for a second, but what's the big thing happening this week, or what's the big thing that's gotten done already this week in the state Senate?
Yeah, yesterday was long marathons. We had three Medicaid expansion bills. There were two in the House and one here in the Senate. Senator Glimm had a bill to sunset the Medicaid program with the soft disenrollment, and then Representative Buttrey had his kind of status quo, and a Democrat, Mary Cafaro, had an enhanced version of Medicaid expansion. Ooh. So there were some long hearings here yesterday.
Enhanced. So for some reason, that does not sound like a good enhancement. That sounds like, getting our country even deeper into debt type of enhancement.
Yeah, it's definitely growing government. No way around that.
Yeah, you know, that's such a crazy topic, too, because I get it that these hospitals feel they need Medicaid expansion. But at the same time, the federal government is, sorry for my frankness here, the federal government is screwing over these hospitals, and they're screwing up health care, but yet they remain addicted to these federal funds. Senate President Regeer, if you can, stick with us. I got to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Go. With more than 600 new items on shelves, Amazon Go makes it easy to handle whatever today has in store. Because where else can you drop off an Amazon return and pick up a freshly baked pizza for dinner? Or grab nitro cold brews for now, plus made-to-order sandwiches for later? Or find must-haves like milk and eggs alongside really wants like froyo and sushi? Stop by your newly renovated Amazon Go in Mill Creek and handle whatever today has in store.
Fox News commentary.
California Democrats are already hard at work protecting illegal immigrants. They'll never learn. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. In March of 1953, retired vaudeville star Mabel Monahan was found brutally murdered. The case became a media sensation, and one woman was painted to be a cold-blooded murderess, Barbara Graham. This week, former prosecutor and author Marcia Clark reveals a different side of the story, detailing an unjust justice system in her latest book, Trial by Ambush. Available now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
We're about 2.5 days into the second Trump administration, and he's already done more for this country than the last guy did in 4 years. And even better, we know he's actually the one doing things, not some green-haired intern with a women's studies degree. President Trump has signed so many important executive orders already, it's rather hard to even keep count. And while they're all great, the border ones are my favorite. The boldest one may be the move to end birthright citizenship, a practice that has been used and abused for decades. But just like clockwork, 18 states are suing over the order. And of course, California Democrats got to work not rebuilding after the devastating fires, but by using their Trump-proofing funds to sue the Trump administration over the order to end birthright citizenship. Because when your largest city is in ashes, due in part to your mismanagement, the only appropriate thing to do is to sue on behalf of illegal immigrants. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see sunshine and some increasing clouds across the area later today. High stay around 30 in Bozeman to the mid-30s in Billings. For tonight, cloudy skies with some light snow showers developing overnight as temperatures fall off to about 17 in Bozeman, 23 in Billings. That was some areas of light snow into Friday. Accumulations up to an inch or two expected around the region. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to
Friends of Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas and Saunas Live Well, Feel Better Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me toss back here to Montana Senate President Matt Regeer real quick because he's got a meeting he's got to run off to. And then John Jackson, the Joker, and I, we've got a couple more hours ready to roll here from the SHOT Show with some great guests, including the best attorney general in the country dropping by later this morning. President Regeer, yeah, you got a school choice rally coming up. I know you had another point you wanted to say about the Medicaid expansion debate in the Capitol as well.
Yeah, just to put a point on those hearings that we've had on Medicaid expansion, and I know the hospitals, you said that the hospitals, they get a lot there in supplemental payments from the program. Then they say, oh, we can't survive without it. But, I mean, a simple one, Wyoming, our neighbor to the south there, they don't have Medicaid expansion, and they still have health care, rural health care. So it's not, the sky is falling, is kind of falls on deaf ears on the Medicaid expansion. I think we need a full debate on that program, and is it worth keeping going? So those are just little thoughts, and we started that debate yesterday in those hearing rooms, so I'm excited to see how that plays out. But and we do have, just want to hype here, educational choice. We've got a great bill coming up here the next Friday, the 31st of January. So it allows for tax credits. So instead of paying your taxes, you can pay your private school or homeschool money. So I think it's going to put the door wide open for parents to have an outlet to school choice. And I always say on this, I heard somebody say, we do have school choice in Montana, but right now it's just for the wealthy that can afford to do it. And this will bring it open up more avenues for Montana parents to choose what's best for their kids. So a rally, Montana, come on down to the Capitol on the 31st. Well, there's pizza and hot chocolate, rally outside at noon. You can testify on the bill in the afternoon. It'll be over in the House. So I'm excited about that rally and get that conversation going for focusing really on parents and the kids and education and not just a system.
1 week from tomorrow. It's crazy to think that it's already January 23rd. Well, Well, Mr. President, great to have you on the show. Thanks for doing this weekly update with us. It's a great way, especially since I was in D.C. for Trump's inauguration, now at the SHOT Show in Vegas. So it's like, okay, well, I'm scanning the headlines out of Helena, but to get this quick update from you, it's great for me. I know it's great for our listeners out there, because really, at the end of the day, we can talk Washington, D.C. all day long, but what you guys are doing there in Helena, it's going to have has a near immediate impact on our wallets and on the bottom line. So we appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, thanks so much for having us, and you guys keep having fun because you always have too much fun.
Way too much fun. All right. Hey, great to have you. All right. Say hello to everybody back there in Helena for us. Hopefully Speaker of the House Brandon Lear got his bursts of pipes all fixed up and ready to go as well. We caught up with him yesterday. It's on the Montana Talks podcast if you missed it. Okay. We'll play this. I promise we will. We're going to have to start with this in the 8 o'clock hour of this show. The great question, the hilarious question from Sean Davis with the Federalist, who was the moderator of the governor's panel, the governor's forum here at the SHOT Show at the Venetian in Las Vegas yesterday. And then some great remarks from Governor Greg Gianforte. He was very magnanimous in his response, but just the hilarious question from Sean Davis alone is something worth sticking around for just a few more minutes here. What else do we got coming up here? Let me do a quick calendar recon here. Of course, we got Attorney General Austin Knutson, the best attorney general in the country. Got to see him and his lovely wife, Christy, last night. They're going to be coming down here later this morning. Mentioned Seth Burgley with Shield Arms. I hope Seth drops by today. If not, maybe we'll catch up with him tomorrow. In the upcoming hour, coming up here in the, 7 o'clock hour Vegas time, 8 o'clock hour Montana time, Peter Johnson. If you heard our conversation with Governor Gianforte yesterday, he was so excited to talk about this. 1 year ago at this very SHOT Show, this guy had a business in Minnesota, and he walks past the Montana booth. He says, wow, Montana's here. I love Montana. I got to get the heck out of Minnesota. It's a mess. He's now moved his business to Montana. Great guy, Air Force veteran, former federal air marshal. He'll be joining us in a few minutes.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Is it deja vu all over again? Remember the talk about cold fusion or room temperature superconductors? We always seem to be hearing about some revolution in technology that never actually gets here. But we're doing it again in our upcoming Economic Outlook seminars for one simple reason. It's already arrived. Many of you use it today, artificial intelligence or AI. Perhaps I even used it to write this. I'll never tell. And the trillions being poured into AI make it a force to be recognized in the coming years. The question is, what does it mean for the economy, especially here in Montana? The idea that we're an island that can safely ignore or dodge this question is fanciful. Montana companies who don't use AI for marketing, strategy, operations, hiring, or any of the dozens of processes it's radically changing will be at a disadvantage to those who do. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.